Get out of here, Taylor. I'm back. Go. Leave. Scram. I'm just kidding. You can sit there and watch me go over what happened on the show today. That's what we're doing. It's the Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. Dave back here for a dreary Tuesday edition of the John DeBella Show. What do we talk about? Well, trouble. It comes in threes. And hopefully I won't be completing yet another trifecta. Time will tell. Preschool show and tell. It got awkward for one mom out there. We have Tuesday night football tonight. We heard about butt injections gone awry, don't they always? We hit the phones today to hear what you found out about your home after you bought it. We celebrated Sammy Hagar's birthday with song stories today. Scooby-Doo sandals are now out there on the market, and they cost a bit more than a Scooby snack. Plus, we kept the guesses coming in on Tinkle Can, but I can't play them for you here. That would be cheating. 7:40 every morning, you got to tune in and guess and keep track yourself for a shot at that $1,000. We also talked Halloween deco to round out the show today. Here it all is for you on the Daily Podcast.
So, Dave, we have some questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Because there's some things that have happened here on the show that, well, the audience doesn't really know about, but we should face. All three of us, your headphones broke.
Yeah.
Right? His headphones, Steve's headphones broke.
Yep.
My headphones broke. All in the same week, and we all need new headphones.
Yeah. We do indeed.
So there's that.
We started a GoFundMe.
All right.
I was going to say, GoFundMe, Kickstarter, Patreon, what is it?
All right. I had a family member die. You had a family member die. Yep. Steve had a family member die. All three of us the same week.
Oh, yeah. God.
All right?
Oh, God. Where's this going?
Well, Steve's suffering from plumbing problems.
Oh, no.
I'm suffering from plumbing problems.
No!
What's going on in your house?
Oh, God. Pipe check. Pipe check. Yeah. Oh, like, no.
I came in yesterday morning. I was bitching about these plumbing problems I have, and he turns around and goes, well, we've got this leak, and we don't know where the hell it's coming from.
God. It'll be in my cellar later today, crawling around.
Yeah, you better
where
be
is
looking
it?
Around. It could be out there somewhere.
Oh, geez.
We've got a lot to do this morning. Of course, Tinkle Can's coming up at 7:40 and 7:50. If no one gets it right at 7:40, right, we'll give someone else a shot. The object is to figure out how much money is in the Tinkle Can, and if you do, you'll get a $1,000 check from Norristown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and everyone here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. That's coming up at 7:40.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
Your older boys are now in preschool, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Are they bringing things to school with them? Do they have to bring things? Do
no.
They have
snack week. There's a snack week, I think, once a month.
Yeah. All right. Because there's this woman named Louise Hosey, right? And she discovered that her 5-year-old daughter was taking some interesting things to school.
Okay.
It seems that her daughter, Summer, wanted to follow the rules when it came to coronavirus. So she took a bottle of what she thought was hand sanitizer to class. It wasn't hand sanitizer. It was lube.
Oh, yes.
No.
I was thinking vodka. That's worse.
That makes every parent comfortable, you know?
Wait till she brings her lightsaber.
Summer.
There you go. Use this for show and tell, teacher. How does this work?
Oh, God. The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
There's Tuesday night football this week.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And it was
7 o'clock too, so we can actually watch it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is
Titans Bills.
Yeah.
Titans exactly. Bills
postponed COVID game.
Yeah, Titans.
So it's another win for the Bills is what you're talking about.
No. I'm taking them, but it should be a good game.
Yeah,
Titans
really?
Are good
in Tennessee, but I like the Bills too. Yeah. But it should be a good one.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's it on? ABC? What's
gosh.
I don't even know.
I have no idea. Who carries TNF, Tuesday Night Football?
Fox and NFL Network would be Thursday Night Football. I don't know.
Maybe it's
an AFC game, so probably CBS.
All right. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then they'll need a song.
Well, it's Tuesday night. There's a whole new task because the Tennessee Titans didn't wear their mask. Some of them got that COVID-19 and could have infected every other team. But they all got tested and feel all right. So now they're playing football on a Tuesday night. Both teams are undefeated. Titans and Buffalo. Hold it. What's going to rhyme with Buffalo?
He's coming in with some other lyrics.
These will work. Roll it. Both teams are undefeated. Titans in Buffalo. They're pumped up more than the Incredible Hulk played by Mark Ruffalo. So the schedule's all screwed up. Let's hope they feel all right so they can play football on a Tuesday night.
We may have to get to that one again.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I don't know what is with people who are willing to do this. I mean, I don't understand getting a lot of, you know, physical enhancements done with injections.
Okay.
All right. You know, you are the way you are. Deal with it. Right. But the ones that I don't understand are the women who go not only for butt injections, but they don't go to a real doctor.
Oh, like they go to a row home or something?
Yeah, exactly. Remember what happened here in Philly?
Yeah.
All right.
It was the Black Widow. What was her name?
Black Widow. That was it. Well, this woman's name is Jack Booty.
Sounds trustworthy.
Jack Booty is in Fort Worth, Texas, and she's been arrested on suspicion of murder after an illegal butt injection.
All right.
Latorta King goes by Latorta King paid Jack Booty $1,000 for a butt-enhancing injection, and as the story goes, King was driven to a parking lot to meet Jack Booty, and they take her home to give her the needle and inject her butt. Days later, King had to go to the hospital because her butt had become grotesquely misshapen. Right? I think
she was lopsided.
I think she was using caulking.
Can't do that.
And then she passed away shortly thereafter. So I'm only bringing up this story as a tip to all of you out there looking for medical procedures. No good ones ever start in a parking lot. All right? Let's go on. You know, anytime you have to see a doctor or someone is going to do something physical to you and they say, meet me in the Walmart parking lot. Right? Just don't go.
At least make sure it's a Target
lot. Yeah. You know, that'd be better.
Classier butt juice there.
John DiBella.
Oh my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, because I know it's happened to me. It's recently happened to Steve. We're actually waiting for it to happen to Dave. But
damn you.
Has anyone out there, and I think there's probably a vast amount of people out there who can answer this, right? New home surprise. And yeah. I'm not necessarily new construction. You bought a new house, right? You get there, you know, someone lived there before, you had it inspected, everything seems fine, and then after you sign on the dotted line and a couple of weeks go by, all of a sudden you get this surprise that nobody noticed. And yours has been going on for a while.
Well, yeah. I have a different one. I don't want to talk about that one right now for reasons that we'll find out later.
Okay.
All right. We got our floors redone. I pulled up the carpet, and there was hardwood underneath all the floors, which is great. Right. And it looks great. We got it restained and sanded and everything. Well, the guy who did it says, you know, none of your baseboards match from downstairs to upstairs. They're all different. Oh, well, what are you going to do about it? Also, they're not baseboards. They're door frame.
Oh, my
they
God.
They put a door frame on the baseboards because it was a cheaper option. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I mean, the first house I bought, all right, had a roof leak. I came into it. It was you know, in town. It was a three-story house, right? And the top, no matter what we did, no matter how many times, right, they put, they retarded it, no matter how many times they repaired that roof, the water still kept coming in this one area.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we found out, at that time I had a satellite dish, and that's when we found out that the guy, he made a couple of holes.
Oh, God.
You know, didn't really do it. He had a piece of wood to cover him up with. Right?
First dish?
Right. Yeah, we're talking about...
More embarrassing.
Yeah, we're talking about like a 6-meter dish. We're talking about a big mofo dish.
Was he doing ham radio in there?
Right? No, I was stealing television from around the world. Right? This is in the early days of satellite dishes, and I could see anything, anywhere, anytime.
Oh, man.
Right? Wow. You would get news feeds, right? And then, you know, and so when they went to roll tape, you would still see the reporter sitting there, the anchor man sitting there doing his stuff, picking his nose and all kinds of it was really weird. Right. But we've all had them. What about you, Sin?
Well, I bought a old row house in Manayunk that was built around 1900, but it had been rehabbed. It looked beautiful.
Right.
And one of the things that was really cool is it had a telephone in the bathroom, a telephone jack. And when I actually moved in, it was connected to nothing. It was just a wire that was hanging into the air in a vent. It had a new closet in my bedroom, but it was only deep enough to put baby hangers in, like little kid hangers. And the worst thing was they put a powder room on the back of the house, but it was completely unheated. So in the wintertime, the toilet water froze into ice.
Oh my God.
It was pretty bad.
Oh my God. All right, Dave, you got one?
In terms of like repairs, not really.
No, it's not necessarily repairs.
Okay, well, the cool thing is
things you were surprised by.
I was surprised by the fact that the guy who built our house, I found out later from a neighbor, was an old, kindly candy maker.
Okay.
He was like this 80-year-old dude who was literally like the inventor for a candy company recently. So ever since I found that out, I've been searching all around the house to find his glass elevator to shoot through the roof to give a nice little boy from the neighborhood my factory, be my heir.
So what about you folks? You get yourself a new house and you know, I guess it can happen with new construction, but normally it happens with an older home. Yeah. Everything seemed fine. What was your big new home surprise? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. I'm laughing at myself right now. Why? Because, you know, like the day will come that I'll be in some nursing home. And if you want to find John DeBella, just look for the guy with the most bruises. Right. Every time I go to put I have one of those pumpkin stacks at home. You know, you get a large pumpkin, you put a smaller one on top of that, a smaller one on top of that. It's out by the mailbox, and some varmints knocked it over. Right, they're trying to eat the stuff, and they knocked it over. So I go over and I go to put it back, and it's really literally under the mailbox. And as I come up, I hit the corner of my head with like the corner of this metal mailbox.
Yeah.
And there is blood rolling down my face. If I would have walked in the house looking like that, Lisa would have had a heart attack. I mean, that's how bad it looked. Because it's, you know, it's a head wound, and they bleed so badly, right? So, but the problem is now is whenever I put my headphones on, the band from the headphones goes right across the scrape from the damn. Oh, this hurts!
You gotta tape some napkins under there. Or something.
I gotta get one of those big ass bandages. Look like I have a pillow on my head. 55 degrees outside right now. Some morning rain and then cloudy with clearing. High temperature about 67 degrees. 55 at the moment. Half hour from now, it's all about the tinkle can. We'll give you the opportunity to take a guess at how much money is in here. Get it right, and you win $1,000. But right now.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning is how we're going to celebrate Sammy Hagar's birthday. As a matter of fact, the story came out like the day after Eddie passed away, with Sammy saying that the two of them had reconciled and everything was, you know, was copacetic. And he was really broken up about Eddie's passing. But the song right now, it's sort of interesting because Sammy wrote the lyrics for the song, right? Eddie wrote the music, but they weren't together when they were doing it. They were just checking on each other. Hey, we want to. And when they came together, somehow it all came together. I'll have Sammy explain that.
I had a lyric and I was singing it to him over the phone. We live next door to each other. It's a lot of times we're both being bad with ideas. So we were talking on the phone and I said, hey, you know, like a John Lennon kind of vibe with a certain piano thing he did. Imagine era. So he sits down at the piano that night, I guess, and next day we go over there and got the little piece of music. I have my lyrics, have my melody, and it just fit without even saying, no, you'd have to go to that chord, or if you sing this note, it was like, I had a melody and a lyric, and he had a musical part that I could sing right to what he played. That's magic.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, I know you're going to find this hard to believe because yesterday we did, you know, the weekly strange fashion story.
Right.
But believe it or not, we got another one.
Okay.
Now, I want you, before you go look at the picture, it's up on the Facebook page. Before you go look at it, I want you to see if you can imagine this. Imagine a sandal. You know, kind of like a flip-flop, but instead of having, like, one thing that your toes go between, it had two. Oh. So that, like, one toe went on one side, then you had two toes go between the first loop and the second loop, and then two toes on the other side of it, right?
Okay.
Now, you would need a specialized sock for that also. Where
you're
one
toe, wear socks, yeah.
Yeah, well, you, because it's a woman's dress sandal made by Givenchy,
okay.
All right?
Oh.
Now go look at the picture.
Okay. What?
Yes. You can have Scooby-Doo feet. It looks exactly like Scooby-Doo's feet.
Zoinks!
Zoinks.
How is this real?
I have
this
no
is like,
idea.
This is the furry agenda.
Right.
Weaseling its way into the mainstream.
Right.
I don't like it.
The furries are taking over. Right. And, you know, and in true Givenchy style.
Sure.
$1,000.
Wow. Oh, my
God. $1,000 for, you know, three loop sandals and a three toe sock.
This makes Crocs look classy.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, and especially when you get the KFC Crocs, the one that had a little drumstick
on
the
front. Talking.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
We got into a discussion earlier this morning about, well, some strange things have been happening to the three of us. Each one of us lost a family member in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us lost a pair of headphones. Not physically, they just died on us. My headphones and Steve's headphones died at the exact same time.
With the exact problem.
Same problem. Dave says that Dave is suffering through the headband on his headphones.
A little warped.
Right. Just a little. Right. And but so far, Dave has managed to escape any kind of plumbing problems happening in his house. I know I had some. I know Steve had some. Right, and we were curious as to what your problem might have been in regards to your house. You buy a new house. Doesn't necessarily have to be new construction, but it is, in fact, a new house to you. And you go in there and have it inspected, and everything seems fine. And then comes the surprise. And what we want to know is, what was that surprise? So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We got people lined up already, and here's George. Good morning, George. How you doing?
Hi, John. Doing well. How about you?
George, so what was it for you? What was your new home surprise?
So it was a new home for us, but it was definitely not new in construction.
Right.
You know, we were young and we only had one child. We had a back bedroom that wasn't being used, but always cold and always creepy. And it wasn't until, maybe like a half year later, I was outside and I was talking to the neighbor. And he said, did you know that the young boy in there had committed suicide?
Nope.
And I said, oh my God, I had no idea.
That house would be for sale so fast.
Right.
We did sell after that. I never told my wife until we were out.
I got to tell you something. This is why every time I have bought a home, I have had a priest come to the house. I do this thing with salt and I spread it all over and then sweep it all out the door.
Right.
And then I have a priest come and bless the house and then I have no problems. Charlie, all right, what was your new home surprise?
Actually, ripping out my ceiling in the kitchen. And as soon as we started, a box fell out of the ceiling and hit my buddy in the head. And it had like $1,870 in it.
That's probably the best story we're going to hear today. Doug!
Hey, good morning, John. Booyakasha!
Booyakasha! So what was your new home surprise?
Well, I was down in the basement cleaning up the basement, and up in the rafters, mess of 16mm sex movies.
Oh, God.
I'm talking leather, whips.
Were they black and white, and the guys had little masks on?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew it.
Was there sound?
Yeah, there was sound.
Okay.
Yeah, it went like this. Conrad, what was your new home surprise?
It was a bungalow, and it had a drain in the backyard for when it rained heavily, but of course that promptly got clogged,
right. And
it would flood the basement every time it rained hard. We came home one day after a real heavy thunderstorm, and I went to see how much water was in the basement, and I turned the light on at the top of the steps. And evidently, there was something rotting in the walls. There are thousands of maggots coming up the steps toward the kitchen.
Get out of here.
That's a scene from a horror film.
Where were they coming from?
Somewhere in the walls.
Why?
Something had to die in there.
Something died in there. No, this is like that, Sicario?
My God, that opening scene?
Yes. With all the people in the walls? Have a good morning.
Thanks, John.
Paige, so what was your new home surprise?
My husband and I, we moved into an 1800s farmhouse about 2 years ago.
Okay.
We moved in the spring, and that next winter, we discovered that the basement had been infested with sprickets, which I don't know if you've seen these, but they're spider crickets.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
camel crickets.
They're horrible.
They're massive.
We had about six of them between the storm door and the outside door in my laundry room. Kristen opened the door the one day, and two of them jumped in. She's like, ah!
Yeah, the worst part is when you approach them, they jump at you.
Yep. The thing about them is, just blow on them. They die. They're so easy to kill.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're pathetic.
Paper tigers.
You want to know how many we had?
How many?
So I walked into the basement, and the door was black, and I turned the light on, and the entire door turned green.
Nope.
Because they all... I swear to God. I screamed so loud, and they all, like, went into some crevice. I have no idea where they went. It was just...
You know, you could charge people for this at Halloween.
Do you still have them, or did you get rid of them?
So we had the guy come, like, right when we found out, and he did a perimeter spray because we were kind of a little concerned about it being in our home and stuff, but he's supposed to come out this fall.
Well, Paige, I have a cat I can lend you who's pretty good at getting things like that.
Really?
Plus, $100.
Well, you know what? Use the money from opening your house for Halloween, right, and rent the cat.
I wouldn't even subject people to this. Like, it is... so disgusting and creepy. They're bundled together and they like, it's just, I can't even talk about it actually. It's so disgusting.
Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
Do you do a lot of Halloween decoration?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
I had it up in September.
Oh, really?
I love the Halloween motif.
Okay.
Well, not so much. No. That's I mean, some fall stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I do some fall stuff. That's right. I do more autumnal than I do Halloween.
I do a pumpkin.
You do a pumpkin?
Yeah, maybe a cat. I put Eleanor outside.
Okay.
On a leash.
Right.
Taxidermy?
Because you know, with the way, and especially like you walk into Home Depot, that 12, 16-foot, whatever it was, the skeleton that they had.
Are they back in stock?
Nope.
Really?
Every $300 a pop, they are gone across America.
Man.
Sold out everywhere. I mean, you know, but you do. You got the ghosts. You got the goblins. You got the candy. You got the spooky Halloween, you know, decorations. The fake corpses. The tombstones.
Witches.
That people pull out. Yeah. Well, this guy in Baltimore was driving by a parking lot and thought he noticed a fake Halloween decoration. When he got closer, no, it wasn't fake. It was a real dead body
laying there in the middle
of the parking lot.
What?
And he went over and said, somebody left this dead, you know, thing. Look just as good by my house, right? They haven't identified the body yet, and the guy didn't get to take it home.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.